And again, I knew they weren't going to be mad. I just didn't want to be the one to have the conversation.
For sure.
I'm saying one that knows and is I want to have sex with him because he's a professional.
Got it.
There's so many dudes that can't have sex because they don't allow themselves. And the reason being, they don't allow themselves to just...
Motivated and underrated. I feel elated when I touch the stage. Everybody going crazy. I'm hip to the game, so don't you try to play me.
Welcome to Yoel's Hangouts podcast. We got a packed show today. We got Donnie Rock here in the building. He is an adult actor. So what that means is, you know, you got kids, you got, you know, you're squeamish. This may not be, you know, the podcast for you, which is, you know, it's all good, you know, but we're going to have fun. We're going to be honest. We got a lot of, you know, listener questions, a lot of audience questions. So, you know, it's going to be real fun. We got Jay coming back, you know what I'm saying? Pulling back up with that. This is actually his friend. They're homies, which is how he came on the show, which was nice of him to, you know, be a co-producer. And we got Clifton, you already know, with the new do-rag, as
live
always.
Live and direct, you already know it was good.
So, Donnie Rock, I'm going to say the full thing every time, so you have to bear with me.
That's how I should be addressed.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it. Mr. Donnie Rock.
I got so many questions. Actually, I want y'all to, do you guys have any questions?
I've asked
them everything. I got so many.
Nah, you start. I got some too. But
let's just start from the beginning. Where are you from? You know, how'd you get your start? You know what I'm saying?
I was once a pup.
So born and raised in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Everything there. It's a little small country town, 4,500 people.
It's like 2 hours north of Pittsburgh?
Yeah, hour and a half, you know, north and a little bit east of Pittsburgh. And, you know, like I said, little country redneck town, you know, and then went to college there right down the road, like 35 minutes away. Graduated college and
you were an athlete in college though, right?
Yeah, I wrestled in college. Okay, yeah. And then I moved to Colorado and kind of random. Had a buddy from college, he was already there. And I was a ski bomb, you know, for basically 10 years.
What does that mean? We don't have a ton of ski bums.
Yeah, so I lived in Breckenridge, which is a big, you know, world renowned ski town. And just skiing, working odd jobs. You know, I worked as a snowmobile guide and I worked a little bit as a concierge at a hotel. And then I started a little property management company. So I had that on my own. And then I moved to Boulder for about almost a year. And when I was in Boulder, I was just kind of hanging out, wasn't really doing anything. Like work-wise, I was helping a buddy out. And was logging out of my email one night. And I know no one really believes me when I say that, but I was literally logging out of my email one night, like 10:30. And
how old were you again at that time?
33.
Okay.
32, 33. I was probably 32, almost 33.
How old are you now?
42.
You look good, man.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. That's all that fucking. Keeping you young.
You take your fluids, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I logged out of my email. It's like 10:30 at night. And, I still have like a Hotmail account. So take me to like msn.com. And it was, you know, it was, like I said, it's 10:30 at night. I'm literally on my back in bed and I have my laptop on my chest and I'm just looking. So real quick, I run down through, like, you know, the headlines are big and then they get smaller as you go down the page, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was real quick reading like what happened that day or whatever. And I get to the bottom and there's this like small headline that says something, something Bell Knox. I don't know if you guys remember Bell Knox. This would have been again, almost 10 years ago. So 2012, 2013. And, she was, long story short, so I click on the article, right?
Bella Knox. You said Bella?
Bell Knox.
Bell. Okay, no, yeah. I don't know who that is.
So she was, the story in the thing said she's from Washington State. She's a smart girl. She got accepted to Duke, at Duke University in North Carolina. And she went. So she got accepted. She went freshman year. She started webcamming in her dorm room. Mm-hmm. So obviously you get recruited and these girls get recruited left and right. Yeah. She got recruited, said, hey, you want to come to LA and shoot porn? And so she agreed. So boom, like she's hot. So she took off. She got popular real quick.
You know who a library girl is?
Kendra Sunderland.
Yeah, Kendra. So she went to Oregon State. I went to Oregon State at the same time that she was going to Oregon State.
Okay.
So like it was like a big controversy because she was like filming herself in the college library.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just went crazy, right? And we're just like, because a lot of my friends, she was local too. She was from Salem, right?
Yeah.
A lot of my friends went to high school with her. Like, oh, like she was like just a normal girl, like nothing crazy.
Yeah.
And like it just blew up. And then now she has like this crazy career. I'm like, how common is this story? But I feel like it's kind of common.
That's pretty rare.
But hers is like she
kind of had she had a special case where she just got popular really quick. Viral. And she's that hot blonde with big boobs.
Mm. Yeah.
Big boobs sells every time.
You're little tidbit right there. That's industry. That's industry tidbit.
And so anyway, they had this article. It said she's gone to, or, you know, she got started shooting porn, whatever. And it's the last line in the sentence said she's going to be hosting this new show called The Sex Factor. And it was like a hyperlink, you know, and you could click on it. So I clicked on it. It took me to their website. And I watched like this 90-second trailer or whatever. And it said, you know, 8 guys, 8 girls, you're going to be doing all this stuff. And there's going to be a $1 million prize and this and that, you know, it's big hyped up trailer. Mm-hmm. And so I scrolled down a little bit further and I remember this like it was yesterday, but there was this big red bar across the screen. I was like, think you got what it takes. And
it got you. You're like, he's like, I got what it takes. Like, do why is this button calling me out right now?
Yeah, exactly. Calling me out. So I click on it, you know, and I think they're going to want like my credit card number, you know, porn sites are for the most part. And I was like, well, let me click on it, whatever. And they didn't. They wanted like 3 things. And it was like email address, like a couple pictures, which I did. One, I had like this pretty sick, like curled up mustache just from here up. And another one, I had like these cut off, like Daisy Duke jeans on, just fucking around. And I don't even remember what the other one was. All totally clothed, whatever. And something else. And I submitted it. It was like 10:45 at night. I closed the laptop. I put it on the floor and I go to sleep. You know, and so I wake up in the morning, just like every other morning. I grab my laptop, pull it up. And I'm messing around and I had an email from 11 o'clock. So like 15 minutes after I submitted the thing.
They get that line fast.
They just that lead, bro.
They said, can you Skype? That was a Sunday night. They said, can you Skype tomorrow? Can you Skype tomorrow? So I reply and I'm like, that's now today. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, sure.
First of all, sorry to cut you off. Let's rewind a little bit. When you filled it out, like what was going through your head? Like what was what was your perspective of like the industry? Were you even really thinking about it?
No, I watched porn, I guess, here and there, like, but not a lot. I didn't know any names, you know, other than like Ron Jeremy, Jenna Jameson, mm-hmm. whatever. But no, I'm not like a junkie or like a aficionado or whatever. Mm. But, I was just submitted it just for, I laughed. I'm by myself. Okay, I just submit this thing and I chuckle, you know, and I close it up. So open up the next morning, I had an email from 11 o'clock. Said, can you Skype tomorrow? And that's this morning, that's today. And so I reply, I'm like, sure. You know, it's bullshit anyway. And so he replies right back. He's like, how about 1:30 or 1 o'clock or whatever? I'm like, all right, works for me. You know, not thinking. troll or like some spam account or whatever. And so we get on a Skype call and boom, the guy's face is there. And I have to say like right off the bat, and I still stay in touch with this guy, but he gets on, he's got this big beard and he's got a fish hat on, which I'm like, I'm a fish fan, like jam fan. And so I'm like, damn, I like this guy already.
That's all it took. You're like, oh, okay.
And I'm like, he's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, so do you have any questions? I'm like, yeah, what the fuck is this? You know, that's the first thing he said. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, what is this? And he's like, well, I said, give me the rundown. So he did. He's like, we're going to take 8 guys, 8 girls, you know, blah, 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 all this shit. And we're going to pick a guy winner and a girl winner. And I was like, okay. And so then we just chatted a little bit longer. And at the end of the conversation, which I don't remember how long it was, maybe 20 minutes, something like that. And he was like, well, I'd like to invite you to audition. And I was like, okay, well, like, what is that? What does that entail? Mm. And it's Monday. And he says, I need you in Vegas by Thursday. And I'm in Colorado, so I'm not too far. Mm. But I'm like, okay. Then we hang out. He's like, I'm going to email you a bunch of papers. Just sign them. You know, it's like
disclosures.
Like non-compete or, disclosure agreements and all that shit. And I'm like, okay. So he sends me the email. I sign everything. And then I like go about my day at that point. And I'm like thinking about it, you know, talking to a couple of my buddies. And Monday went by. So I think Tuesday. Monday.
They booked the flight for you and everything? Like,
took care of everything? So you were on your own at the beginning.
Okay.
Mm. I'll get to that in a second. So the first day went by and I didn't book anything. I didn't do anything. I was like, I don't know. Like, what the fuck? And it's still thinking it's bullshit.
Yeah, all along.
Didn't believe any of it. And so then Tuesday comes and I email him. And so I'm like, hey, you know, is there going to be a second season to this? Like, I'm just pressed for time. It's Tuesday. I have to be there in 2 days. You know? And I have no flight or anything, which I could have, I guess, driven or whatever. But he emails me back. And this was like the big, you'd say about calling me out. Like, this was the big call out. And, you know, when I get called out, I fucking step up. And he's like, he emails back and he's like, make it happen. I'll never forget it. Like, these are pretty much the exact words. He's like, make it happen. Who knows what the future holds, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck. And so I'm like, I have to go. Yeah.
No, I have to go.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. So I sign all the paperwork. I get it back to him. I book a flight. I book a one-way flight because it was, I had to be there on Thursday. And if you made, they were doing auditions on Thursday and Friday. They were announcing the full cast on Saturday. Mm. If you made it, you had to stay until the following Thursday. So you had to stay a week.
Okay.
If you didn't, you could go home Saturday afternoon. Mm. So I plan this. He's like, here's a guy's this kid's number. Hit him up. He'll pick you up at the airport, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, I like Vegas. I like gambling. I like fucking around, taking chances in awkward situations. So I was like, I just had a backpack with some like dress clothes in it. And I was like, all right, if it's not legit, like I'll just fuck around in Vegas for 24 hours or something and get a flight back. You know, I'll figure it out. Mm. And sure enough, this dude picks me up at the airport. I get in the van. Like,
it's getting more legit as you go.
Yeah, yeah. And we rock up to this house. And there was actually three or four of us in the van that kind of got there at the same time. Mm. I'm like, all right. So we get to this house.
Did you guys even like talk in the van? Like, you guys were like,
I mean,
it's a weird situation. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. I think a little. I don't remember. I do remember getting in the van and I remember the dude. I actually saw him this past weekend, the dude that picked me up.
Like, this is my competition right here.
No, he was just the driver.
Oh, okay.
So we get in the van, they pull up to this house and we go in and there's like all this production equipment, all these fucking people around. It's at night, you know, maybe not about this time maybe. And I'm like, all right, I guess this is real. Like, here we are. And again, I'm just doing it fucking around. Like, I don't even care what happens, you know?
Yeah.
And so then this was the big thing. So are you guys familiar with AVN?
Mm-mm.
It's adult video. It's adult video news, and it's like our
convention
Grammys.
Oh,
for the
it.
Year or like you know whatever they're called
awards ceremony.
It's held in Vegas every year. Yeah.
It's in Vegas
a big
every
event.
Year.
It's a big event. It's
been going on for years and years. So that's it. So that was Thursday night. I got in Friday. The convention starts on Wednesday, but Friday we go and they have a booth at the convention. I roll in. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what AVN was. And I go into this thing and you see everybody. And you see like there's just chicks everywhere, half naked, you know, pasties on the titties, all that. And I'm like, what in the fuck? So then it's like, that's like really real, you know? And I'm like, holy shit. So Friday, I'm just kind of hanging out at the booth. They want us to just, that's kind of where they're launching the whole show is at AVN. This was the first year ever, keep in mind, or the first time they ever did this.
Okay.
So I'm like just chatting with people. They're stopping by the booth, whatever. And they're like, hey, come on, like it's your turn, you know? And I'm like, all right, to audition. This is Friday. They're like, you're going to go upstairs with this girl, this camera guy, the sound guy, and a judge and you. You know, so there's five of us up there. And I'm like, all right. So we get up in the room and there were five judges, which were like established adult performers.
What the you know, fuck?
So wow. Lexi Jeez. Bell. Lexi Bell, I don't know if you remember her, but she was my judge.
Yeah.
So we go up to the room and so it's all filmed, you know. So she sits us down and basically says, hey, you guys need to do this, you need to do that, like, you know, kind of whatever. So then we go in the room. It's a hotel room. Mm. And they're like, all right, like roll or action, you know?
It's get hard now.
Yeah, yeah. So like, all right. And again, I'm going there just totally not giving a shit. Mm-hmm. And we were messing around or something. And then we started some BJ and like, my cock didn't even move. and I was like,
that's fair, honestly.
He raised his hands.
For me, I'm like, you know, that never happened. Like, even college and stuff, you know, I was hooking up in front of friends and in front of people, you know, all the time. And I was like, all right. So then you're all up in your head. It's all mental, you know. Of course. Even still today, it's all mental. But
agreed.
So the camera guy's like, all right. He's like, the sound guy and I will step out. We'll give you some time. You guys do your thing. Everyone's super cool. They're nice. They know they know that's what they're getting, you know, and that's what makes for a good television, you know? So they're like, we'll give you some time. Just holler when you're ready. We'll be in the other room. It's like a suite. And I'm like, okay. So we're still in there doing the same thing. And my cock's not moving at all.
What was like the vibe? What was like the vibe of the girl? Like, could you tell like she was like, kind of like, wow, he's not getting hard because of me.
I mean, that's what they always think.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You know, and even to this day, that's what they always think. Even if you're like struggling a little bit, obviously they think it's on them. So I was like, after another like 20 minutes, they came in and they're like, hey, like, you know, we've given you like a fair chance. We got to like shut it down, you know? Jeez. And I'm like, all right. And so me, I'm a little like humbled, I guess, because I'm like, well, that's never happened. That was fucking weird.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, I don't give a shit. I just came here for fun anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So I go downstairs to the convention, back to the convention, and the two producers came up to me and they're like, how'd it go? And I think from the night before, like I got in, you know, we all got in the house. I was like the kind of probably older, I think the oldest, so I was like probably the most mature or whatever. Yeah. So they kind of liked me. We shot the shit a little bit. And so they were like, how'd it go? And I'm like, I don't know. It didn't, you know, like, I don't know. I didn't do anything. And they're like, fuck. They go off. And I'm like, I'm kind of laughing at this point. I grab a beer. I'm drinking a beer, you know? And they're like, okay. We need to rethink this, but we'll talk to you in a little bit. So like maybe an hour later, they came back over and they're like, hey. Or like 2 hours later, they come over and they're like, hey, you know, we haven't done this with anyone else. I don't know if I've even ever said this, but we haven't done this with anyone else, but we're going to give you another chance. They wanted me mm-hmm. me on because they're like, oh, he's like boy next door, look, you know, good looking guy, whatever. And he's cool and mature. And so I was like, all right, I'm kind of laughing at this point. I probably had two or three beers. I don't know. Mm. And, they're like, this time we're going to send you upstairs with these two girls.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, all right.
Double trouble.
But at this time, it's later in the day. Mm. Everyone kind of has a buzz. Mm. It's not necessarily us, but like all the people that were in the room, you know, like, so then there's two judges, a camera guy, sound guy, the two girls, myself. And then there's like a handful of investors in the show up there. Oh, so there's shit. Like 10, 12 people up there at this
Fuck.
Point. So
there's too many people.
Same thing. They're like, all right, action, you know? And this time I was able to get like maybe half or like three quarters hard, you know?
You rose to the occasion.
Yeah, literally.
Sorry. Great fun. I couldn't help
Great fun.
And I was able to have sex with both girls, you know, enough. And then I came. Wow. And they're like, no one has done that. None of the contestants or whatever. And
that's wild.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like, whatever. I guess we're done, right? And it was, I'm sure it was the most awkward looking thing you've ever seen. Cause I'm stumbling around these two girls. And I guess I had been in like a little bit of group sex before, but never like filming. Yeah. And like performing. And,
were the lights like this, like just,
oh yeah,
they're down on you. Bro.
I always say everything. Too, the scenes at night make me the most nervous. I don't really get nervous anymore, but you know, there's still, it's still all mental, you know, but the scenes at night are the ones that make me the most nervous because that light is shining right on you. There's nowhere to hide. Like if it's daylight out there, it's all bright in here. Yeah, like, yeah, so it's like, oh, whatever. But when it's like this, you know, it's a little bit different. I go downstairs again. They're like, how to go. I'm like, well, I'm sure it was the ugliest thing ever, but I fucked both of them and I came. And
clapped both cheeks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I did the job description.
Yeah, exactly. For the most part.
And I like fix a light. Like, you know, yeah. There's nothing on that, you know.
And I came and they're like, yes, fucking right. Okay, good job. And like, don't tell anyone, but you're in. And I was like, all right, whatever that means. And so Saturday morning, so that's Friday night. So Saturday morning comes, they announce the cast. So I'm one of the eight guys. There's eight girls. So that night, it's the AVN Awards. So we all walked the red carpet together. Then we went in the awards thing, that whole thing. So that was cool. Sunday, we didn't have to do anything. And then we stayed and filmed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in Vegas. I flew back to Colorado on Thursday. And just hung out. That was January. So that's Vegas or AVN's always in January. Mm. So that was in end of January. I flew back to Colorado. They're like, all right, next month, February, we're going to film. And then we're going to film again in March. And we should be done either in March or in April. I can't remember what they said. So then didn't hear anything.
Do you know how many people came into Vegas originally, like to audition? And then how many people like made it out to that eight?
I don't, but I could find out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a huge deal.
No, I'm kind of curious.
Yeah. It's just kind of interesting. Yeah. I want to see like where the odds were. Yeah. Well, I want to see, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll tell you the ending in a minute, so I know where I stack up.
It's just interesting.
But I left, didn't hear anything from them, whatever. And the guy who, I think what happened is the guy who started it, he just kind of was kind of funding money or raising money as he went, like thinking, oh, I'm going to sell this to one of the big companies. They'll take it over. And boom, we'll go from there. And I think he just was having hangups because he either didn't have money or whatever. So we didn't film in February, didn't film in March, didn't film in April. And then we finally came to LA and filmed in May and we were here for like 11 days.
Sheesh.
So came and everyone got, keep in mind the way it works, which you can still watch it. It's on the internet, but someone got eliminated every episode, whether it was a guy or a girl, whatever. So we filmed 11 days in LA and the final got down to three guys and three girls. I was one of the three guys. And then for like the final task, and keep in mind too, all along the way, it was like, you know, the one male judge took us guys to the strip club one day and we each had like a minute on the stage to like, that was like one of the competition things, you know? And then like at one point you drew names out of a hat and you picked a partner, one of the girls, and they gave you like $100 bill and you got to go down to like Hollywood Boulevard and come up with your own skit or theme and buy whatever props you needed or whatever. Mm. And then you go back up to the house, you shoot the scenes. So, you know, it was like games and like competitions and whatever. Mm. So that's partially how people got eliminated. And then part of it was like up to the judges, you know?
During this time, like when you're going through like the waiting period, like were you like working normal jobs and then being like, oh yeah, like I might make it as like a, you know, actor.
Yes and no. So the first trip, I didn't care at all. I was just going for fun to see what happened. Mm. Yes, just doing my day to day in Colorado. And
did they pay you for that first? For that?
Okay,
first
so scene? No. Back to your point, I paid for all of that.
Okay.
They housed me and fed me, but then after that, once you came back the second trip, they paid for flight and everything. Okay. But the next trip, so it was in May. I was like, all right. I made it, you know, I made it through the Vegas shooting days. Mm. So May, I was like, all right, like maybe I'll take this one like semi-serious. The last one, I didn't care at all. Mm. And so I rock up in May. And again, now we shoot several days. I made it to the final three. There's three girls. So then for the last thing, they paired like already working girls and guys with us. So we drew, there was three girls that they brought in for the day. We drew names out of a hat who we got, you know, and so you got paired up. So you would shoot a scene with a girl that was already working in the business. Mm-hmm. And the girls did the same thing with three guys that were already working in the business. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool, right? Like, to top it all off, at that point, that's like real nerves, because then you're like, oh shit, this person knows what they're doing.
You know? She knows.
Yeah. She knows how this works.
And when you say like, okay, well now I'm going to try, like, what do you mean?
I think just like, a little more focused. Like, all right, come on. Like, this has to work. Like you have to work.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, got it.
Before I was like, whatever. I guess it will or it won't. You know?
Who'd you get paired up with?
Penny Pax.
I still don't know what that is.
She's a redhead.
You didn't do your homework, man?
No. What do you mean?
I didn't know what you mean. Go to the database of porn stars.
You can Google after this.
I know some, bro. I don't know all
of them. Did you, that second time, take like performance-enhancing drugs?
No, I didn't. They had it.
Performance-enhancing.
One of them.
That was one of the questions, too, that someone had.
Yeah.
Like, hey, does he, you know, is it like baseball where like, you know, you're not allowed to take, and they like drug test you?
Do they have stuff like that in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, it exists, for sure.
Is it like one of those things where it's like, oh, this guy, you know, this guy's taking juice.
I'm
here all natural. You
yeah,
know?
I think it. I don't care who does what, but I think some people are like, you know, fuck him, whatever.
This guy's weak.
Yeah. This guy's weak. Yeah.
That's interesting.
With those drugs, is it like Viagra or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. You know, like there's like Viagra, Cialis.
Oh, so they're using that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, again, not like steroids.
Not all.
Duh.
Okay, right. Man, I don't know.
You think I'm a goofball?
Man, I don't know, bro.
So, you know, yes, I'm sure some people definitely do. Mm. And some people will talk shit on it.
Mm.
Whatever. Who cares, really?
Interesting.
Yeah. So that was it. It was the final three. And then I won.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Okay. Oh, so that whole thing was the competition. Like that whole, it was like a show competition where it was like, each time you guys filmed was like part of the competition.
So you got a million?
Got it.
No. So he ended up selling it to one of the big companies. And they were like, all right, yeah, well, we're not paying these guys this. You know, there was a guy. I was a guy winner and then there was a girl winner. And, you know, they settled for we settled for a much lower payout. But
that's crazy.
Yeah. No, and it wasn't a million. It was split. So 500.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was it. And then long story short, after that, during the days of filming, one of the camera guys, he's also a director, he still is. And in the mornings, I'm up early, just kind of whatever. I go out by the pool, hang out, and he's out there smoking cigarettes, you know. So we just got chatting and we became friends. So we exchanged numbers before we left, you know, and that was towards the end of May. And then he texted me like beginning of July and was like, hey, I'm back in Colorado, just hanging, no money, no anything, because they were still trying to get everything all sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know if they were going to allow us to work right away or how it was going to work. They didn't want you to work until the show came out or something like that. I can't remember. But he texted me like July, like beginning of July. And he's like, hey, I have a scene for you on July 21st. Do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I didn't even really know what that meant. I'm like, yeah, sure, I guess, you know. And so I remember I flew from Colorado to here, to LA. And I was like, I was there for 2 days and he put me in a scene. And I crushed it and just kind of met people that way. And I networked. I'm a good networker. So I just met people, networked, and people started putting me in scenes, you know, directors and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then that lasted for about 3 years. And then I started directing myself.
Oh, shit.
And okay. So a lot of the scenes I shoot now, I direct and perform in.
Mm-hmm.
So I direct and perform. So I have the hookup with, or like the connection with the company.
Got
and
it.
I've made those connections. But yeah, it's been 7.5 years, almost 8 years.
Wow. So you're just still actively working?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, almost every day. I shoot like probably 30 scenes a month.
Fuck.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah.
I never can get this guy free, man. He's always busy.
That's what I'm saying. How are you free today? God damn.
Yeah, evenings are pretty easy.
We got to hydrate this guy.
I'm open most evenings. But
shit.
Yeah, I pretty much, you know, I wake up early. Like this morning I was up at 5 and I just kind of went for a walk and whatever. So we did, speaking of AVN, so there's AVN and then there's another organization called XBiz, XBiz. And then they both do kind of the similar thing. They have like a little convention and then an awards ceremony. Mm. And they just had those back to back, which is the first time they've ever done it like that. So I was in Vegas for a week and then I was here for a week and that ended on Sunday. So this week, I'm just kind of like, I say sleeping in. I was up at 5. But I'm just like, I haven't been like going to the gym this week because, which is what I usually do in the morning. Mm. But I just like, let me just wake up when I wake up and I'll just make sure I don't get sick. And I'm good. So I just got to make it through this week and I should be good. So that's what I just finished doing. So
Did you have a scene today?
Yeah. I was supposed to have two and I forgot to.
Doing overtime.
Right now we have like a little throat swabbing thing we do. Or they want us to do and I forgot. So they had to cancel the second one. But that was okay because again, I just.
Got it.
I'm cool with
that. Can you disclose who it was?
Angel Youngs.
I think I've seen her before.
She's a Brazzers contract girl.
I don't know. I don't know what contract she has. She's hot. I know who that is. She's really hot.
It really hot, really cool. Huge tits.
is that really the like just boobs? That's really the way to
boobs sell every time.
Got it.
And if you're a brunette with boobs, it's even better. And if you're a brunette with boobs and blue eyes, it's even better.
What if you were with brunette? What if you're all those things and you got a butt? Is that really, does it really matter? Not really.
The butt doesn't really matter.
That's crazy.
I mean, it helps, I think, but.
Interesting.
It's natural boobs. Sorry.
Yeah. Natural. Yeah, that makes sense.
Big natural boobs.
I got a question. Actually, it's more of a situation. You saw it. hear me out.
I have a question.
Wait.
Ask it.
It's more of a situation though.
All right, for sure.
He actually witnessed this as well. You remember back. It was
Why
like
are you
maybe
this
like
on
early.
Me?
No, you witnessed it. Remember sure. earlier last year, I was on Instagram and I got like that message from that like random person, and they were talking about like being like they call them I guess they're like buffer dudes that like they'll fuck the girls before they actually put them in porn. Is that a real thing?
Well, they always used to refer to that as a fluffer.
Mm. What? Yeah, whatever it was.
No, that's okay. But they, you know, I've asked older. People that have been around for a while, and they said, "No, that was never really a thing." Like sometimes, like a girl would just roll on the set with them, and yeah, maybe she'd like blow him in the back, but it wasn't like.
So they were trying to kidnap me and take my organs then.
Probably.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
From another country.
Yeah. Sounds about right. I figured. Yeah. Motherfucker had a check mark. I ain't gonna disclose that nigga name though. But
they
figured,
had a check mark.
Yeah. There was like some Instagram famous motherfuckers hang out with celebrities. I'll show you who
he's
it is
probably
later.
Just wanting yeah, you. Yeah. He's probably yeah. Just thought
that
you're
could
choice,
be
man.
That
yeah.
happens.
Yeah,
a
that's
lot.
Fair too. That's
yeah,
fair.
Yeah. That happens.
I was
a
like,
lot.
"Yo, this is weird, man." I was like, "Nah, yeah. I'm straight. I'm good, bro."
Yeah.
Does the coochie ever stink?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it. Oh, I fucking knew it.
Wait, you guys thought it didn't?
No, I knew it. I knew it.
I mean, I don't know.
Like,
I just think
it.
They're professional.
It
you know,
sense.
You got one, you got a couple things you got to cross off the list. You know what I'm saying? If you're performing, I thought that maybe that was one of them.
You know,
hey, make sure, maybe let me
I
make sure
it.
I might, you know.
That's my, what my, I, like my, you kind of yeah. just said it the way I say it. It's like, I don't have to kiss you, right? Like you could, you know, Jay probably would speak differently being a dentist. If you have bad breath, I don't have to kiss you. We can work around that one. Mm. You know, the one thing that you need when you roll up is like, just be clean. Just be clean right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Because if you're not clean right there,
wait.
That smell goes.
So
go
wait, if she's not room. If she's not clean there, do you guys still have to like eat her out and shit?
I mean, you do whatever you want.
Okay, so whatever you want. Okay,
I do. I do. Because
he's a director.
Yeah, even if they stink, you can do whatever.
Even
you
if
want.
They smell bad, you still do it.
No. Okay. Let me finish. Okay. I do eat some out, but I know which ones I'm going to.
Oh, got it. You got
know,
it.
Like
I was like
the ones
I
know are clean, or I've worked with before, or I like, or whatever. But I don't. You don't have to. There's no like real. There's no real guidelines. A lot of times, like there's a couple directors that'll be like, okay, do this. All right, do this. But most of them just let you free flow it.
Yeah, especially if you, I feel like, especially if you're trained or
if
whatever.
If you've been around, yeah.
My man said it fills up the room. God.
Probably. I mean, damn. Yeah, bro. If that shorty's got.
Yikes.
I mean, have you ever called out a girl and been like,
yes,
hey,
I have.
Like, come over. Come over.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, hell yeah.
Yes. 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'll make them douche or something. And like, because we carry like the douches. A lot of them do like douche,
but it's
you
still
know, use the little bottle. Just to like clean out and like make sure.
But I'm sure some that's still.
Oh, yeah. Some
yeah,
still.
Yeah. Like
for
you can
sure.
douche and still.
For sure. You almost have the best method is like going in for like couple minutes, come out, and then go douche. Because then you've got gotten things all riled up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yikes.
That's the best way to do it. Ugh. And then a lot of times you do that and they douche, then it's pretty good.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You know,
or it's like pretty much gone.
Like, shorty, you need that D, that douche. Not this. Not this dick. That douche.
You're a douche. Literally.
Yeah. That's crazy. Hey, who out of I just got to ask these questions, bro.
Please do.
Please.
Out of like all the porn stars you clapped, which one has the best pussy?
Oh man, I like Adria Fox a lot.
Adria Fox.
Is she what ethnicity?
She's maybe like Italian.
She's a white girl.
That's a me question.
She's really hot.
Yeah,
and she's like just really. She's really sexual, and she's like loves every second of it.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, or at least she makes you think that. I don't know.
Yeah,
she
makes you. They all do. I feel like at the end of the day,
that's fair.
Act and
yeah. Okay, but she's probably my favorite.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Nothing against the rest of them.
Yeah, I guess that's like what like that is. I feel like is that the difference, right? Like of a good performer is like someone that like genuinely makes the audience believe like they're into it and they enjoy it.
I think there's a handful of things that go into it, and I couldn't sit here and write them down. I mean, I guess I can tell you the things, but I don't know that that's always what's going to make a girl pop on the internet or not. Mm. But yes, you have to, I think you can't be a faker because people can tell, you know, not saying there aren't popular ones that aren't faking it. I'm sure there are, but
yeah.
The ones that are like her that are just like genuinely so sexual, it doesn't matter, guy, girl, whatever. She's just like, she's drooling. And like, that's hot.
Yeah.
You know, and you can tell, especially if you're there, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
she got that energy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's part of it. And you got to, you know, part of it is performing, right? Yeah. So like, there's times I don't want to be there. I'd rather be golfing or I'd rather be riding my snowmobile or whatever, you know? And you make it through your 35 minutes and, you know, you put on a little show.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Definitely partially performance.
Okay.
But that's what you're getting paid for. You're not getting paid to fall in love with this person.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting paid to fall. I say, let's just fall in love for 1 hour. That's all we have to do, you know, but you're not getting paid to have sex with this person.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting paid to like put on a performance.
Got it.
Of course.
You know, whatever you make of that.
So from your perspective, from a director, because I work in content too, it's much different. It's much less sexual. But you know, you start to think when you're directing, when you're filming, when you produce content, you start to almost view things from what you feel like the audience may like or may not like, rather than maybe what you feel like is the actual best or best quality or whatever it may be. Would you say the same things that most people like or what pops on the internet are the same things that you personally are like, oh, that's a good performer?
I don't know. That's a good question. I feel like I do things based on what people want to see. So I guess you could say I'm a good performer with that. You say you give the fans what they want.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I don't know, but I think I do. Maybe I'm doing it totally wrong, you know, or whatever, but you know, I don't do this very often, but every once in a while I'll get on like, you know, one of the big sites, whether it's Pornhub or whatever, and I'll look at a scene of mine and then I'll read down through the comments just to see. Sure. Or like one of the pay sites that I direct and perform for, I'll get on the comments and read. And I just don't get bad comments.
Oh, really?
No, I don't get like, oh my God, he's amazing. I try to hide in a scene, you know?
Okay.
And someone told me that a long time ago, like just hide. It's like, it's not about you, you know, which is fine. I'm cool with that.
Like you're not the guy that's like, oh yeah, oh.
Right. Like, I'm almost
guy's like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
<That's> nice. Yeah, exactly.
Man, if this guy doesn't shut the fuck up.
And there's comments like that. Like this guy's voice is annoying. This guy, you know, that. So I try not to say a whole lot. I try to hide in the scene and just kind of put the girl out. Like, here, you're in the front.
Yeah.
And it's just like a little dance, you know. So I'm kind of lucky in that sense. But also, too, I feel like that's my personality as well. Like, I'm always kind of laughing, like, just joking or whatever. So it's hard to, like, hate me, you know?
That's funny.
I don't know. Maybe there's a bunch of people out there, they just don't say anything.
I want to turn this more into, like, sex tips, too. What would you say is, like, the key to X-rated? like
just been x-rayed
on
the,
you know what I'm saying, you're going down on a shouty, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, you're trying to do your thing. What's like kind of the way you go about it? Let's start there.
You know, or
what's
the best way to go? So I always say I was born with two, I was lucky enough to be born with two things. One, the ability to talk to people, and two, the ability to read people. Mm-hmm. Not things I worked on. I'm sure I've gotten a little better at them, but I was just born able to do those two things.
Yeah.
And that being said, I feel like that gives me an advantage, because that reading people goes across many platforms, whether it's in sex or like hanging out or mm-hmm. at a bar or, you know, on the golf course or wherever. And I think you just need to pay attention to what the other person is doing.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, now granted, there's people faking their, you know, there's girls fake orgasms all the time,
mm-hmm.
which isn't really cool. I mean, why? Like, you're an enabler at that point.
Well,
you
love
it. You're like, I've heard.
Word on the street.
That's like the Cliff comment, bro.
Never me. Never me. I'm always satisfied. I always make them come.
And see, that's what most dudes, like, they get hung up on. Like, dudes are hung up on cocks, which I think is totally weird. And they're hung up on.
Like the size.
Yeah. And they're hung up on, you know, getting the girl off. Mm-hmm. Which is cool, but like, girls are so mental, mm-hmm. you know, that they're not getting off just because you're so focused on getting them off.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They're focused on like, oh, he didn't hold the car door for me earlier, or whatever the fuck they're thinking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But that could be their thought, mm-hmm. you know, and that's fine. Like, everyone's into their own thing or whatever, but you just do your thing, because every girl will say like, I don't have to get off.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I just have a good time.
Which, like, the first time I heard that, I was like, "Is she trying to like mess with me? Like trying to test me or something? Like, what do you mean?" That's like, I would think that that's like the ultimate expression of pleasure for her. You know what I'm saying?
Well, because that's what it is for you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. We see things from a dude's perspective.
Right. Exactly. And that's the only way we see it.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. So we don't understand why they don't want to get off, and they don't understand why you don't understand why they don't need to get off.
Like, yeah,
you know,
that's like, a good point.
So that's it's fair. Okay. That's totally fine. But my point is, just pay attention. You know, if you're like eating her pussy, like, you're moving around obviously to certain areas. And if the, like, she's moving funny in one area or making noises, like, hang out there for a second.
Right there.
You know? Same thing with the sex, or like, change up the position. She might like one position more than another. Almost every girl, their favorite position is doggy.
I know, it's weird. I never understand that.
Yeah, it's my least.
Yeah, I fucking, well, I don't hate it, but it's not my favorite either.
Yeah, it's my least favorite.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
A missionary.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. I was not expecting that answer.
Yeah.
Is that a white thing? White people like missionary?
I was going to say black guys like doggy.
You better make a clip of that shit. That is amazing.
I was actually shocked by his answer. I don't know. Maybe.
That's fucking hilarious.
Oh my God, that's funny.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I like missionary.
What do you guys like?
I like doggy.
You know, I actually like a cowgirl.
That's my favorite too.
Yeah, I love that.
I love when the girl's on top.
Yeah. I mean, that's missionary.
Well, she's on her back though, right? Technically,
you're on your back.
Yeah.
But also, I think it depends too. Well, you know, I will tell you, in three scenes in the almost 8 years that I've been in the business, I've came early three times.
Oh shit!
Three times only. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was all in cowgirl.
Yeah. That's legit almost the only way I come, bro.
You know what I think it is? I think it's because your body's like completely relaxed, maybe.
No, it could I don't be. Think so.
Okay, man. Dang. Let me think.
I thought that was a good point.
Hey, I just want to give him a hard time. Hey, you might be right.
But it also, this is what I think, and this is just my opinion.
You're the pro, man.
We got a Kobe Bryant of sex.
He's all humble. He's like, man, this is just my opinion. I'm like, man, you the God in here, bro.
But I think also maybe, and again, I could be way off of this, but maybe you, like, are you a dominant person?
Yeah.
100%. What do you expect
him to
say?
No, that's a fact.
Clip is an extremely like 100%.
Yeah,
like,
but maybe that's like, because, you know, some people, you know, like maybe like an executive or like a CEO, they love to be treated like shit. because they're always like the boss and whatever. Okay. So they're like submissive, so to speak.
Oh, wow. During
So maybe you like being like submissive. That's like your submissive position, you know? But that's always kind of been a theory. That's interesting. Because you're not doing anything.
I never thought about that.
Really, you know?
You know what's funny?
Like I'm on, it does kind of missionary. Feel, actually,
it's kind of, I do, when you are on your back, it does feel like, because she, when the girl got her hands on you and shit, and she's like really into it and like grabbing you down, I'm like.
What about when a girl gets
she's
your
like,
head, though,
she's
like,
doing this, you're not moving.
Yeah.
You know?
See, the thing is, I do something, do shit though. Like she'll do something for a little bit. And if she's not doing it in a way that like it's pleasing to me, it gets boring, right? So I'll just take over. But she'll still be on top or whatever, but I'll take over. That's legit how.
Yeah, and I do that too.
Okay.
What about when a girl gives you head? You're just relaxed in that position too.
Yeah.
Is that the same kind of concept? Where you feel like relaxed and you
no,
can...
No, because it's a little bit less... Like, for
can
me personally...
Come
get
no. Head?
I can't personally.
Yeah. I can, but it's hard.
Yeah.
It's tough. Fucking
yeah, it's not as dominant, I feel like, because the girl's like... If she's on top, she's got her arms on you. Like, she's like moving, gyrating. Yeah. Like, she's like, you know, doing her thing, so... Maybe that's what it is.
That's
It's like, I don't think it's like that deep in the sense... Of, I get where you're coming from, but I don't think it's like... Every person that, you know, where the girl's on top, like, you know what I'm saying? She's dumb. But I do think maybe that's like a factor. That's an interesting concept.
Yeah. And because I'm, you know, I know when I'm missionary, I'm owning it.
Like
actively.
Actively.
But, I mean, I'm getting it. You know?
That's too funny. I actually got another question for you, man. So this is I actually mentioned this to Yoel back in the day. So there was a period of time, which it still happens here and there, but there was a period of time, a long period of time where I was like fucking, and you fucked way more girls than I have, but I just was not able to come. Like it was like almost 2 months. Like I was just fucking, not able to come. It was the weirdest thing. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Oh fuck! I guess
man, you really is wrong with me, then, nigga.
How many times were you fucking a week?
Maybe like three or four.
And you're still not at all,
bro. Swear to God.
Even when you don't wear a condom, it's hard.
Yeah, well, I swear to God. Like, swear to God.
Probably
weird.
See again. This goes back to what I was saying earlier. A lot of it's mental. So once it happened, like once you were like,
I think it is,
okay, that's weird. Like
that is true.
Yep,
it's a lot.
I think it's mental, dude.
Yeah.
And then
you get in.
Didn't
your
I tell
head.
You that?
Man,
didn't I tell you that? I was like,
you mentioned something similar though. You mentioned something similar.
Like one time, you know. I was hooking up with this girl and like, I couldn't even get hard. I couldn't get into it, but I realized
why
she was
hard,
like,
though?
the girl was like, well, I'm saying it's like a minor version of you, nigga. I always can get off.
So
we can get into
bro,
it.
Bro,
you know?
I'm kidding, bro.
But, like I was like, she was getting insecure, obviously, as you know, girls do, especially when I've never had an issue with it. So she's like, what's going on? Like he doesn't care or whatever. But I was like, I don't know what's going on. But I realized it was because I was like, we were trying to do it really quickly before I had to do something. Mm. So my mind was like, I was already thinking about what I was doing after. So
I do that every day.
It's just like, I'm already thinking about it. And I wasn't able to like, be 100% present, you know?
Yeah.
And I realized, dang, a lot of this is mental.
Like, well, and that's where, you know, people don't, I have some theories, especially like relationship stuff. And I think there are a lot of things that people don't want to hear, but you know, you look at couples that have been together forever and like, oh, she doesn't like to have sex anymore. She doesn't like to have sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
and
true.
That's okay in a sense, but like
that's
you guys, you guys just kind of fell out of, not necessarily out of love, but you became unattracted to each other, whatever that means. That could be mentally, physically, whatever.
Yes.
And so, you know, I'm not saying like erectile dysfunction doesn't exist, but I think it has a lot to do with not being into your partner.
Got it.
You know,
that's ironically, I feel like sometimes it has to do with maybe that person is consuming like a lot of porn to the point where they don't even. Can't even perform or like they can't even get off to their partner. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Which is again, kind of along the same lines. They're just kind of not into
mentally.
It
they,
yeah,
they're gone somewhere
yeah.
else.
Yeah. You know? And that's why porn exists. So, because it's like, you want to have sex with someone that's not your partner.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's why there's so many different people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Faces,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's fair. That's
and
fair.
Body types. And like, you know, you have a girlfriend, so, you have a girlfriend with a big ass, let's say, but you're like, oh, I want to fuck a tiny little white girl.
Mm-hmm.
That exists on the internet.
Facts.
You know, but you're not going to dump your girlfriend and fucking go. I mean, you might, but if you if you like her, you're going to stay with her. Yeah, you just want to bang a little white girl at that moment in time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Most black guys do nowadays.
Hey, chill.
They do.
They get a little money, you know what I'm saying? Anywho, that's a whole another topic, you know. Another audience question is, do you get hit on like going out from like girls or guys more often?
That's a good question, actually.
That doesn't really change, or it hasn't really changed, because
how often do you run into people that have seen your work?
Well, that's the thing. So I'm sure more often than they admit, you know, but when people come up to me here and there.
Oh, got it.
I'm sure other people recognize me. But as soon as you say something, you've given yourself up.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of people don't want to give themselves up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I've seen you on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
It's like, oh, where have you seen him? You know, Netflix.
Yeah. This was a few years ago. This was probably like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was with a buddy of mine, and I was at these fights in Burbank, these like MMA fights. Mm. And
Muay Thai? Like kickboxing?
These were MMA.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And, in the Marriott right by the airport, they used to have them there every month. But I was in there, and in my mind, I was in my real person, you know, like, because I grew up wrestling. I wrestled my whole life, you know. I have a lot of friends in and around MMA and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm at these fights. I'm like, just my real name, you know. And I'm like, I go up to this little bar that they have set up in the corner. I was going to get a drink, and I was like, you know, three or four people back just waiting. And behind me, I hear Donnie. And I'm like, and it took me a second, because like I said, I'm in my normal state.
Yeah.
And I turn around, and it's this woman. She's probably like 40.
No way.
She's standing in line by herself. I think she was with people. And I said, hey. And she's like, I just wanted to let you know, like, I'm a fan, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I'm nice to everyone. So I was like, oh, thanks for saying, you know. And I always acknowledge that type of stuff. Like, if you're going to say something, especially like a chick by herself,
for sure.
You know, like, I'm like, oh, thank you for saying something. Like, that's really cool, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I shook her hand, whatever. And so that was cool. That one was probably like one of the cooler ones ever, because that was totally random. I wasn't in my like work mode. I was like in my own life mode, and someone came up to me. But yeah, it happens every once in a while. And there's sometimes it's a girl, but they tell a guy to go say something. You know, that happened once in Hollywood. It was like young, cute girl, and she made her friend come over and like say hello. And that happened recently too. Another girl came up to me somewhere. I can't remember where, but I've had girls hit me up like guys nonstop, you know, that's like on social media and stuff like that. And then, you know, if I go down, I have a couple friends that live in WeHo, and if I go down there, I go to the bars, it's just a shit show, you know. I leave around dark, let's just put it that way.
Oh, really? Like, yeah. That many people?
Because it's well, not because I have what they don't know, they just are like gay guys hitting on you.
Oh, got it. Okay, okay.
Have you clapped any fans, like women fans?
Yeah.
Or guys?
No, guys.
We're here for the hard questions.
Man. One girl. Yeah, it was actually really awesome. I like this one too. she hit me up on Instagram, and I normally never respond to people. So I pulled her profile up, and I kind of looked down through it, and I'm like, man, it kind of looks legit, you know? And so then I let it go a little while longer, and I think she like hit me up again. Mm-mm. I looked at her profile again, and I probably looked at it a couple more times. I'm like, this totally looks legit, you know? So I responded.
Mm-mm.
And she's like this little Cambodian girl, I think. Okay. I think she's Cambodian. And I like those kind of girls, like Cambodia, like the from like the
Filipino
islands. Yeah, like, from the islands there, you know. I like those girls. And so I responded. I was like, hey. And she's like, she lives in Long Beach.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, whoa, dangerous. This is like doable, but also
it's not too far from me.
But also, you know, still thinking it's a gay guy trying to hit on to get me over to his house, whatever. And so I was like, she's like, I want to have sex. She's like, I've had sex one time.
In her life?
Mm-hmm. She was 18.
What the fuck?
18 or 19.
Shit. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Oh, and, damn. That makes sense,
though. I was like,
she was like, yeah, take me, porn star.
I was like, all right, fuck it. And so I said, you know, I'm like, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. I'm like, drive up to Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Meet me. I told her where to meet me. And I walked. I could walk there. And she said, I'm here. This is what I'm driving, whatever. And I walk into the parking lot. Sure enough, that was her car. I walk up to the driver's door. She's in there by herself.
This is like an offer up meetup. Basically. You know, you try to sell someone
offer up. Over Eats. I got some pussy for you.
Exactly. And she was cool as shit. Super nice girl.
Yeah.
Super sweet. And yeah, I banged her a few times. Nice. I still talk to her every once in a while.
Nice.
She's super nice girl. Super sweet. But yeah. That's all she wanted.
Like, nice.
I was like, fuck yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
Easy.
Wow. That's like every guy's dream.
I guess a nigga need to become a porn star.
Yeah, man. That's all that happened.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to perform.
I had to
perform?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Maybe. Not in front of people, though.
He won't be able to come.
I couldn't either.
Yeah. I don't think I could do it in front of multiple people. You're on a different level, man.
Well, you know, that's what, you know, everyone says, I want to do that or whatever. But most, like, people that have a brain in their head, they're like, I don't think I could.
Yeah.
You know? And again, it's not at the beginning, of course, it's more difficult, but like the further you go, it's like, it's pretty, like for me, I'm kind of on cruise control, you know, it's pretty easy now, like, because I know where I need to go, what I need to do.
Yeah.
It's like, once knowing the process is kind of the hardest part.
Got you.
And when you're new, there's no school, no one tells you shit. Mm. You're like, they're like rooting against you as a new male.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, another guy going to come in here and fail, you know? And,
yeah, I heard I feel like it's harder, right, for guys to be successful in that industry.
It That's is, and like I said at the beginning, especially because they're kind of rooting against you. It's not nearly as bad as when I started. It's
the audience or like the production,
the directors, and the crew. Yeah,
interesting.
They're not rooting against, but they were rooting against you back in the day.
Got it.
But now they're not, and once you've been around, that you're cool. Like you walk in, and they're like, oh yeah, hey, what's up? Good to have you. You know, like, because they know it's going to be an easy day.
Got it.
But yeah, so that's, it just kind of becomes, you know, when I'm directing, I know what we're doing next. So I'm kind of leading the whole thing with my, you know, my camera guy and crew and whatever. And so I know exactly when I need to be ready because we're going through the process together. Mm. It's not like I'm sitting in the other room and they're like, hey, we're ready for you. I'm like, oh, fuck. Why didn't you give me like a 20-minute heads up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Would you say they were rooting against you? Because like, they're like, man, I wish I was that guy. With this girl.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Haters.
Or and some of them are like, some of them are like, you know, failed performers that they now brag. Oh. So it's like, yeah, there's definitely, it's like jealousy.
Bitter ass niggas, bro.
Yeah.
Haters.
Yeah.
Big facts.
But once you make it, then you're like, all right, fuck off. You know? Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's funny.
And when did you start going into directing?
About 4 years ago.
What made you want to? Because I guess you're doing both.
But I
you
was just saw sick the money of sitting on sets and them saying, hey, we're ready for you.
Gotcha.
And that was it. So I was like, oh, fuck, I can do this. Like, I know everyone now in the business. Like, I'll just, everyone's an independent contractor, you know? So no one's really tied to anyone.
Yeah.
So I was like, I know all these camera guys and like these crew, you know, like they'll work for me. I'm cool, you know? And so I just started kind of reaching. I just faked it till I made it, really. And I like pretended. I didn't really pretend, but I lied and was like, yeah, I shot this and this. And I had a friend that didn't care. He had shot it, but he's like, yeah, just tell him it's me, whatever. Or tell him it's you, you know.
That's a good friend.
And someone gave me a shot. But I knew deep down that I could make it happen.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have lied if I thought.
No, for sure.
I mean, because I'm like a person of my word also.
Got you.
Other than when I'm lying.
but you got to sell yourself a little bit of like.
Yeah, of course.
It's like you need experience.
Yeah, if you're writing your resume. Yeah. You're
no one wants to hire someone that's never done the thing they're trying to get a job for.
Right. You know, I actually told the truth the other day, and I told someone, this guy, he's like the production manager for one of the companies. And he's like, I said, hey, are you ever looking for producers, you know, whatever? And he's like, actually, yeah, you know, we are. And he's like, yeah, we're kind of looking for like a VR producer, and we're also looking for some other stuff. And I was like, I'll be honest with you, I've never produced a VR scene, but I want to try it.
You know?
And I think I've done enough work at this point to prove myself to be like, yeah, we'll give him a shot.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. That's why I told the truth. So I was like, I've been in a bunch of VR scenes. You know,
is VR porn actually popping though? Like, do people really like?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, what type of porn?
A virtual VR. Reality.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like a lot of people are getting Oculus now.
What the fuck?
Yeah. All the kids have Oculus, you know.
That's say
kids,
crazy.
Like, hopefully they're not.
Marriage is
the
dead,
porn.
Man.
Huh?
Marriage is dead.
It's been dead, bro.
It's a whole nother combo.
VR porn. Like, oh,
yeah.
Shit.
It's good. It's legit.
That's crazy.
I've watched it. I watched the first time they had a Oculus on set. Mm. And they're like, here, put this on. I'll put one of the scenes on that you were in. And they did. They put it on me, and they put one of the scenes on that I was in. And it was like a couple months. We shot the scene like a couple months, a few months prior to that. Mm. And I put it on, and I'm like, holy fuck. Like, it was like yesterday I was there. I mean, I was there, so it was me in the scene. Mm. But it's like it brought me – I was right back to – I knew everything I was going to say. Like, I knew the whole
thing. Till it syncs That's up crazy. To she was toys. Say. It probably already does. Like, it syncs does. Up to it toys. Does.
They make toys that Bruh. Go with the stroke.
Holy what shit. Technology fuck? Is
sure,
crazy.
I'm sure. Like, yeah. I bet it's going to get crazy.
The yeah, they make toys that match the VR. Match
wait till they get the suit. The and then, like, robots. all the times she touches you and, like, it's going to get crazy.
Yeah, I've heard about stuff like that. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Cliff's like, I got to save up money.
Nah, nigga. Don't try me.
Dang.
Fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
I would have not.
Does that shit ever give you headaches, like wearing that Oculus stuff?
It does. I've worn one.
Okay. I've played games mm-hmm. in it. I don't own one, but my friend has one, and I played games in it. And you're in there. If you're in there for a little while, I don't necessarily get a headache, but you get fucking
disoriented.
Spun out. Yeah. And then when you take it off, you're like, oh, shit. It takes you like
I've never used one. Yeah.
Do you think it would be hard going from sex wearing those Oculus? Like, if, say, someone's like using them quite a bit for VR porn, trying to go to real sex, how would that fuck them up?
Maybe. You see everything exactly the same, though.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, it's the same.
Okay.
Really. Well, if you don't have access to those caliber shorties, then it's going to be tough to go back to like a regular girl.
That would really fuck you up.
Well, right. Yeah. Because you're used to always like fucking these hotties.
Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy.
Speaking
That's
of that, who scary. Are you guys, who are your favorites?
Porn stars?
Yeah.
Shit. The last one that I could remember back in the, I can't remember any new ones because I called maybe Alexis Texas because she had that ass back then. You know what I mean?
She's still so popular.
Bro,
she's popular. It's that name. Branding's huge.
It was a good name. It was a good name. Her name still, I ask people that question all the time, and I'll bet you her name comes up easily 5 out of 10 times.
Yeah. I ask that question. It's good branding.
Yeah.
I think since the last time, it was a while ago, though. I think her name is Abella Danger. She was pretty popping.
Yeah, she was really popping.
She was popping.
Yeah.
I don't know. She was popping back then. No, y'all.
She's not shooting much now.
I'm like,
in man, VR, tons of times.
The aquifer.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? I went through bottles of this.
How about you guys?
For me, I kicked porn. I'm out the game, but back in my day, you know what I'm saying? I think our era was like the just scroll era. Like, I never had like a short, like, maybe if I saw a shorty that I was like, oh, okay.
There was some shorties back then.
Yeah, like a couple, but not like popping shorties for me. It wasn't popping shorties. It was like, oh, I like this video.
All the black, she's black. All the hood niggas knew about her. It was the girl with the big ass booty. She was on Rondon Brown. What's her name, man? Help me out.
I didn't watch black porn that much.
Yeah, I'm not a hood nigga, bro.
Damn, I forgot her name.
Tiana Trump.
Oh, she was popping on Twitter.
She's all over Instagram with memes and shit. I know who she is.
She be collabing, though. That's why I think she's popping.
She's so popular.
Yeah, I remember.
That's the thing. That's what you got to do. You got to do the collab. Like, a lot of these shorties, they do the collab. Yeah. Same with, what's her name? Michael Impulsive. Paul.
Come at the ball.
Logan Paul's. You know Logan Paul's
Oh, Mike.
Mike, yeah. His he did Lana Sky Rhodes. Lana Rhodes.
Oh, he did date Lana Rhodes. Now he did Sky Breed.
Oh,
that's. I mean, she was already popping. Okay.
Before was. Yeah, she was done with porn at that point.
Who, Lana?
Yeah.
She's not doing porn anymore?
What do you think about that? Like, that's like a lot of these shorties, like, they'll, or I mean, I'm sure there's guys out there that are like, okay, cool. I'm out the game. You know, now I want like a good, wholesome guy. Like, and they're like, why are these guys not taking me serious? But it's like, it's tough. Like, what do you think about that? Like, girls that come in and they get out and now they're like baffled that they can't just redo their whole life.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't really have the answer. I think being in the business will give you definitely like this false sense of like reality, mm-hmm. I guess you could call it. So, you know, you have, think of it. If you, let's say Twitter or Instagram, or whatever, you have 150,000 followers on Twitter and you have, you know, 2 million followers on Instagram, whatever. All it is people checking you out and telling you how hot you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. So no person in real life is going to do that. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest. Mm,
that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
So it's like you go from that and people like kissing the ground you walk on. You walk on. Yeah. To someone arguing with you or someone saying, pick your fucking shoes up, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. You're not going to like that a whole lot. So it could go both ways, whether they just have a false sense of what they think they should get or, and you're like, well, fuck off, you know?
That's interesting.
You know, he told me something interesting too. He said that there's actually girls in the game that are married, right? Mm-hmm. That you shoot all the time, mm-hmm. like here and there. And so, I mean, the way he compared it to is like, look, she's coming for a paycheck, you know, like this is her job. This is her livelihood. So, you know, right. You can speak on that a little bit about these married girls.
Sheesh. Yeah. There's some that are married. I mean, I actually, two like MILF category women that I like a lot. I knew the one's husband and I didn't know the other one's husband. And I met him this past week or 2 weeks ago in Vegas. Fucking guy. Cool as shit.
I'm you like, have to be cool, I feel like.
So then I'm like, fuck, that, now I feel bad. And he's cool. And then I saw the other one the other day and he's like, hey, what's up? You know, he's cool too. And I'm like, motherfucker. Like
now I feel bad for assholes. Digging out his wife.
Yeah.
You feel kind of like, you still kind of feel weird in that dynamic?
Well, I like to bang girls with boyfriends and husbands, but I don't want to know them.
That's fair.
I know them, that's it's off. I would never bang Jay's girlfriend. Mm. Not that he has one. But
what if she was really bad?
I wouldn't.
What if they broke up?
I respect that.
I still wouldn't.
He's after six. What if they broke? What if they only dated for a month and? Never mind. I'm going to stop asking questions.
No, I wouldn't. I don't do that.
I mean, you got plenty of shorts.
It's a good dude. So I'm just messing around.
I don't think, I know my friends know I wouldn't do this. They joke about it. They joke and say, oh, he'll bang her, you know, or like your girlfriend or your wife or whatever. Mm. And I think they joke and say that stuff so much that their wives are like, he is an asshole, you know? And I'm like, no, they're fucking joking. I would never do that. If I know you, I don't want to do it at all. If I don't know you, I really want to do it.
I feel like it's usually not guys like you. It's usually guys that like struggle with getting girls or like are insecure.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. I'd say that's a big part of it. You know, I think
that's good.
One of my favorite influencers, Robert Frank, on Instagram, he says, a shoulder to cry on becomes a boner to ride on.
Bro.
I love that.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
He needs a trophy for that.
I'm going to tweet that.
That one's good.
That should be the title of this podcast.
Yeah. Bro.
Low key.
That one's good.
Wow.
So, you know, they're being the nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But with bad intentions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boundaries. I'm telling these shorties that, man. We talk about this shit all the time, man. That nigga ain't there to be your friend. He there to, you know what I'm saying? Whenever that time comes, he gonna get up in them cheeks.
But see, girls don't understand that. They don't think everyone's
they're faking it. I think they do truly understand.
Yeah.
I think sometimes they do, but I think as a whole, they don't get it.
They don't want to be, I think they don't want to believe it.
I think they don't get it, or
I think it's kind of a mixture of both, but at the end of the day, they still want you to be the one that breaks it off for them. Like, they don't want to be the bad person in that dynamic if they are friends with this guy. Like,
but
they
bad person justified in their mind, whatever the fuck that means, right?
What?
Bad person in their minds of whatever the fuck that means for the girl. Like, they're just trying to
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they need to see you as the person that deals with that, like, confrontation a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. Be like, hey, you know, my boyfriend, like, he doesn't want us to hang out. And, like, in the reality, she's like, she knows it. Mm-hmm. It's appropriate for them not to hang out.
Right.
But they don't want it to be, like, on them, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. They lost a friend at that point if they can. Front end, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like if it's like, oh, you know, my boyfriend, you know, they actually like that scenario better is what I realized. Like,
yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's corny. It's like I used to ask a question when girls say that, not directed to me, but one girl said that, it was way back in the days to me directed. But I was like, well, who do you care more about? Like, you know, you care about more about his feeling or the person that you say you want to build a life with?
Yeah. That's a great question.
That's a good question.
Yeah. As someone else said that one time and I was like, well, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But like, you're misogynist. Like, why can't I hang out with you? I'm trying to role play shit.
Yeah.
No, honestly, like I think a lot of girls, they do think that way. It's like, oh, well, if I can't do whatever I want, then you're oppressive. Mm. Like that's the society we live in. It's kind of interesting. Like,
yeah. I mean, there's a lot of one-way opinions now, which is kind of a bummer. And everyone claims to be open-minded and
tell me about it.
That's so true.
But it's the least.
It's the opposite, you know? Which is a bummer because honestly, I wouldn't consider myself like someone that. I mean, I care about people. I don't mean it like that, but I don't care what other people are doing. I don't give a shit what anyone's doing, you know. But I feel like I'm more open-minded now, and like don't give it because I don't care what people are doing. Yeah. Do whatever you want, you know. Mm-hmm. There's laws in place to protect people, so as long as you're not killing anyone or you know driving around wasted and wrecking, you're good. I don't give a shit what you're doing. Yeah, you know.
And honestly, telling someone what to do or like putting your own ideology on somebody never works. Like no one's ever like, okay, I'm gonna listen to you. Like. It's like they have to do it on their own. Like at the end of the day, if they don't want to do something, you can't just like, at that point, they're probably going to rebel. I mean, like with parents and their kids, it's like when you just try to confine them, then they end up rebelling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That happens a lot. I mean, I think especially in like relationships too, because you're like, oh, you know, you should try this. Like, okay. Yeah. Yeah. And then they do the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everyone of course takes offense to that, but it's like, I don't know. I get it that you are offended because they didn't take your advice and whatever, but also who cares? That's what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Like you cannot agree with it and let them learn the hard way. I like that. To me, that feels better than anything.
Yeah.
Like I told you, you know, I don't say this because it's not worth it, but in my head I say, I told you so. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
How has been like dating? Like
how has been
being what?
How has been?
How has been dating in your industry?
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't at all?
No.
Wow.
No.
Why is that?
Well, I'm kind of a single guy anyway.
Like you're even before the industry.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just doesn't work. I haven't even tried to be honest with you. Wow. And I'm busy, you know, so I don't really have time to sport fuck anyway. Mm. So.
Well, you're already.
I feel like money you're already, only, right? Nigga.
Well, yeah.
I was confused.
Yeah. So, no, when I first met him, I asked him the same question. I was interested. And he kind of explained it this way. He said, I'm just a guy's guy. He's like, I like just kicking it with dudes. And like, that's a fun time for me. And that's what he prioritizes more than, you know, obviously chilling with some girl.
Right. So but that's fair, though. I think most dudes like hanging out with their homies and shit. Like, niggas that they're cool with. Like, it's not really that fun hanging out with bitches. Like,
but the thing is, Patrice O'Neal said this.
No disrespect, but it's not. Y'all niggas not that fun.
No group of dudes was ever like, you know what would make this conversation better? A bitch.
Yeah,
like,
that's facts.
That's never happened.
It's like, you're really not
that fun. That's very rare.
But what happens is, you're right. And this is what I said to him. It's kind of perfect for me because you will blow off the guys one night to try to get laid.
But
I don't really do that. No. I don't ever do that because I don't
ever done that.
Yeah.
You said you've never done that?
No, I don't think he's ever done that.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't need to.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But I'm saying that's why it's kind
we've
of
all
like,
done it when we're younger. We've all done that.
That's facts.
It's kind of a perfect setup for me because I want to hang out with the guys, but I get laid.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
It's more fun. Like I like just like, you know, grabbing a beer, you know, talking shit with the boys. Like that's more fun.
I gotta say though, he's been really fucking reliable. You know, he's really about his word. Like every time I hit him up, we go golfing and shit, or we just go grab a drink or just food. Always reliable. Like never oh, I got this bitch. Or sometimes it's like, oh, this porn girl I shot today is gonna come join us. But that's not his girlfriend, it's just a coworker.
Yeah,
right.
Some shorties.
It's a coworker, exactly. Technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't mind, probably?
I mean, no, I don't sit there and like try to get at her or anything. No. I'm just genuinely interested of like how was today.
I don't bring her if it's not like that vibe. And if I just want to shoot the shit with him, I don't bring her for sure. Yeah. But if I'm like, oh yeah, he's hanging out down here getting a drink. Like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, come on. Super chill. I don't care. Like I'll hang out with girls. I don't mean that. I just mean, you know, if it's not convenient and doesn't flow with my plan, then I'm not going out of my way.
Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense.
It's funny. Like, I feel like I always think about this. You can have somebody that like on paper, you guys don't vibe, but then like you meet them and then you guys vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never about like, oh, well, they do this for a living or they're identify as this. It's like, it really doesn't matter, you know, as long as, you know, you guys each equally respect each other, or like you guys just relate on this topic, or you guys just don't take yourself seriously and stuff like that. It's just,
well, I say that all the time. I mean, people don't really judge me because, again, I'm just like, I just smile and go along with everything because I guess I'm hard to hate, but he didn't know what I did until like a few times after we hung out, you know, and he doesn't care. Obviously.
How'd you guys meet?
Yeah. I was curious.
We met at a party, a house party. Mm. No porn people. Like it was all
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Westwood maybe.
Yeah. Westwood. Yeah, yeah. Westwood. And I'm also friends with the other guy that had the house party, and he's a vet. A veterinarian, you know.
Yeah, really nice dude.
Super nice dude. Yeah. Doesn't give a shit what I do, you know. And again, didn't tell him until a couple times. But I like to. It's for me. It's kind of like a game, you know. It's like, all right, I gotta win this person over in like a couple of hours, or like an hour, or like 5 minutes sometimes before I tell him what I do, because we'll find out, you know.
Yeah, have people been like, oh, like you do that for a living? Like I can't even talk to you, or I can't even hang out.
Yeah, not like good friends that I've had forever. And they don't care. They don't. None of them care.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but like I've had just random people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because when we met, I remember I was just, you know, that joke I would say about, you know, Denzis can tell you've been sucking dick. I'm just like, you know, I'm making comments like that the whole night, right? And he's sitting there like cracking up, like, who the fuck is this dude, right?
Yeah.
So like at the end of the night, he's like, yo, like let's chill sometime, whatever, right? But you know, you ever been at parties, motherfuckers getting your number, like, oh, let's kick it, but nothing ever happens.
Yeah,
always happens, right? He actually followed up and was about his word, and I'm like, okay, that never happens. So then we started kicking it from there. But it's just like, it's another testament, like just being about your word, which I really respect,
right? And again, like for me, not that I care what people think, what I think about what I do, because I don't, but I just think you're an idiot. Like if you don't like me because of that, then you're an idiot. You know? If you don't like me because I swore or I said something ignorant or whatever, like, or joking or whatever, that's fair, because that's not going to change. You know, neither is my job for the most part, but that's just, you're just shallow minded, you know? And again, he doesn't care. Or my other friend, he doesn't care at all. Like, you know, I have mostly non-porn friends, you know, and I have a lot of friends from when I was 5 years old. I grew up in a town of 4,500 people, you know, so it's like, I know everyone knows me at least.
What did they think? How did they find out what you do? Did they like stumble upon a video?
So I told a couple of friends.
Upon a video.
I told a couple of friends, my parents didn't know, and I didn't tell my parents. Not because I didn't want them to find out, just because I didn't want to tell them. I was like, I don't need to tell them. Like, they can just figure it out, you know? So I did plant a couple seeds. Like I told some people, knowing it would get back to them. You know, I was let me tell like these people. And when it gets back to them, I'll know how it got back, you know?
Hopefully they're less mad by the time they talk to me, or like the emotions maybe gone away before they reach out to me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, everyone else knows, like I can't be mad or whatever. And again, I knew they weren't going to be mad. I just didn't want to be the one to have the conversation.
For sure.
And so I planted a couple seeds around, and they both found out. And you know, my parents aren't together.
And here's something interesting. I've actually met his mom. His mom knows, you know, it's like it's his whole family knows kind of thing. So
how did they take it?
So my mom was mad, but she was only mad because I wasn't the one that told her. So that one backfired on me.
That's usually how it goes.
She's like, I had to find out from, you know, someone else, her sister, actually, my aunt.
Oh, jeez.
Are they
like conservative, like would you say, or just like not really?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, small town America, right?
Yeah, exactly. But she didn't care. You know, she's like, is it safe? Are you safe? That's everyone's biggest. They think it's not safe. I think beyond the SEs, they think like drugs and all that stuff, which I understand. I mean, I get it. It's Hollywood in general, you know, like it's LA. So that stuff goes on. But just make sure you're safe, and are you making any money? And, you know, my mom now, she does all my bookkeeping and does all my QuickBooks and all that stuff. So she does all that. So she knows. Yeah, she's fully informed, knows what I'm doing. And then my dad was like, I think a buddy of his told him, and he called and I saw the call and I couldn't answer it because I was actually doing something. And then he left a voicemail, and like my dad never leaves me voicemail. So I was like, all right, shit. Like, did something happen? Was he in a car wreck? You know, that's where my mind went. and not thinking anything of it. And he left a voicemail, so I listened to the voicemail, and I could tell he probably had like a little buzz, you know. And it was in the evening, and he's like, "Hey, like, I'm looking for Donnie Rock." So I started laughing, you know. And he's saying it kind of joking, you know, and I'm like, "Oh fuck!" So I had to call him back and like explain it. He's like, "Ah, you know, are you being safe?" You know, same thing, yeah. Same conversation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they were both totally cool, and they don't care, you know. Mm. I was a little older too. I think like I said, I was 33 when I got into the business. Mm. And I was already doing whatever I wanted to do anyway, my whole life. Yeah. So like they weren't stopping.
You're always a wild cannon, a wild guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Or wild card, you know, you never really knew what you were gonna get. Mm. So that was it. And then ever since then they don't care, you know. Like I said, my mom sees everything. She sees all my books, and I mean, she sees what I make, you know.
Do you think I have a question. Do you think that maybe it, like porn industry, do you think it may have a different effect on women than it has for men? Because I feel like men, we can have sex, you know, over and over, and like for the most part, I know there's like a, you know, I'm sure there's a limit, or maybe there isn't, I don't know, but maybe for girls it's a little bit different. Like, have you had any experiences like that where you can speak on like maybe it affects people or whatever it may be,
the way they view you?
No, just like for them, longevity. Like for them, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know it's changed me. It's changed what I like, what I know I like, what I know I don't like. Where before, you know, I always say like when a dude picks up a girl, right? Like let's just say a random girl at the bar or whatever, right? Mm. He's just trying to get laid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like totally one track mind, you know, which is cool, but also like if you want to do that a lot and like maybe you want to do that again with that girl, like there's some give and take, mm-hmm. you know, like you gotta like be nice to her a little bit. You gotta like help her out. She has to have a good experience too. Like dudes fuck with blinders on, like, oh, I gotta come.
Yeah.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. You know? And like, that's why so many girls are like, can't get good sex.
Mm. That's mm-hmm. actually really fair.
You know? Yeah. And there's so many dudes that can't have sex.
That's facts. Mm-hmm.
Because they don't allow themselves, and the reason being, they don't allow themselves to just relax, like, act like you've been there. Mm-hmm. You know that old saying, right? Yeah. It's like, just act like you've been there, mm-hmm. and do the things that she's making good movements on, or like reacting to, I guess I should say. Nice. But dudes have sex with blinders on, and mm-hmm. it's not good, and it's not good for the girl either. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I think, yes, everyone probably learns. Being in the business, you learn real fast, like what you like and what you dislike. So for me now, like if I were to hook up with a stranger, you know, at the bar or whatever, like I'm just grooving, mm. you know, like I'm going to go in there and do whatever you like. I don't give a shit, or whatever I like part of it, whatever you like part of it. Mm. But I've had girls, they want to have sex with me. I think it's mostly curiosity. They're like, oh, I got to like figure it. I got to see what this is all about.
Yeah.
But then they're, when push comes to shove, they're like, oh, I can't. Like, why? And they're like, well, I can't compete with that. And I'm like, I hate that response, because if I'm choosing to go home with you, I'm choosing.
Oh, they'll usually figure out what you do. Like, in the conversation, like say you meet him out in the club.
No, I'm saying one that knows and is I want to have sex with him because mm-hmm. he's a professional.
Got it.
And then they're like, when it comes right down to it, they're like, oh, I can't do that.
So it's like mental for them. Like, it's like, oh, I don't want to disappoint you type thing.
Yeah.
They think it's like ballroom dancing. Like,
that's like reverse gender roles. That's gotta be dope.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's but that's like my least favorite response, because what they don't understand is I'm choosing this. Mm. I'm not choosing to go to that set.
Facts.
And have sex with that girl. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not saying I'm going there with my fucking hands tied behind my back.
But that's
probably not the girl I want to have sex with.
Yeah.
That's another question. Yeah. Like, have you ever done a scene with someone you're like, I don't even want to do this. Like either not attractive or like, I know smell obviously, but like unattractive.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get through that? Like,
I don't know.
That's a sly smile, man.
I don't really have an answer for you. That's funny. I just figured
like,
it out.
You're like, because I'm a professional.
Yeah, that's how exactly. I just see dollar signs.
That's funny. Yeah, I saw these dollar signs.
But you learn real quick what you like, what you dislike, you know, as far as what, as a performer, like, I like that. You know, like,
dang.
I like brunettes, you know. I've recently started liking like those little island girls, like Filipina girls, you know, like 3 years ago, you know, not saying that's what I would like marry, but I like them, you know?
Yeah. Is marriage on your radar?
No, do you think you'll be that guy? Been.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying like, have you ever thought about it in the sense of like, if it's a possible, if it happens, it happens. Yeah, or are you like, no, absolutely not.
Pre-porn and post-porn?
Yeah, I've always been, I'm never getting married or never having kids.
Oh, really?
Then I changed to, I'm never having kids. I guess I could get married, you know, if it happens. Mm. You know, I'm very like.
Still never having kids?
Never having kids.
Why not?
Is there a reason behind that?
I don't want to. I'm selfish with my time, and they take up a lot of time.
Yeah, that's why you let the woman raise the kid. No.
And he's got a kid.
And see, I don't want that. I want to, like, I always say if I had one, I'd be like all-star dad. Like, you're coming with me. We're doing this. This is what I want to do. So in a selfish way, but also you need to try shit too. Like, you're going to come with me and you're going to do shit.
Yeah,
you may like it. You may not. If you like it, we'll keep doing it. I'll keep doing it. You can sit at home. You know?
Yeah. That's facts though.
You know, if you like it, come on. You're welcome to come with me anytime. You know, the same with the girl really, you know, because I don't want to. And I think that's another thing that happens a lot of times too, is people get together and they don't have similar interests. And so right away, I say it all the time too. If you dislike something that someone does this much today, in 10 years, it's going to be this big.
Yeah. It's going to grow. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, then you're going to hate them. And that's when you start not having sex and you start resenting them for this or that or whatever. And that's not okay. When you meet someone, you need to like meet them at the gym you go to, or like at least that's a similar interest is my point. Like you work out at the same gym. Okay, cool. That's a start. You know, do you like hiking? Do you like biking? Do you like water skiing? Do you like golfing? Whatever. The more hobbies you have in common, I mean, you're together more often, but that should be a good thing.
So that's saying, you know how like they people always say this bullshit, which I think is bullshit too, is opposites attract. You think that's complete bullshit, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You're never going to have anything in common. You're just going to like fake this life and have three kids and, you know, that doesn't work.
I think that's like the biggest myth like that I've ever heard like growing up. It's like, oh, I think they meant like polarity as far as like feminine, masculine. Maybe I'm going to give them the benefit of that.
Right.
Because I think that's important. Right. Yeah. But as far as like activities, like my thing right now, like if I had someone that was like the opposite or like didn't want to get on my program, like it just would not make logical sense. Like it would be like an inherent, inherent. Yeah, I think that's the word. I'm struggling. So yeah, like that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I think that's
I mean, and this is the reason being, I'm selfish. So it's my world. You're welcome to come along, but I'm not, I'm change. I'll go other ways and I'll try something you like to do, you know, whatever, but you need to be in my world or it's never going to work.
It was funny when you said that, it reminded me of something that I said to a girl, cause she was like, obviously pissed off complaining that I'm out here in these streets. So I was like, yo, like, this is what's going to happen. You got to either be on my program. This is my world and you're going to, I think I told you, it's like, you're going to be one of the satellites revolving around it or,
you know what I'm saying?
That's that. It's like one or the other. Like it's either you're not going to be or you are going to be, but it's like, you got to be on my program.
And there's an extreme to that too, that I don't like either. Don't let me walk all over you.
Oh yeah. Facts. Yeah.
Like
facts,
that's not attractive to me.
Yeah.
Don't just say, we'll go over there and do that.
Yeah.
Tell me to fuck off every once in a while, you know? Because you shouldn't let anyone walk all over.
I agree with that.
So here's something that we talked about before with Cliff. He said that we could build like a perfect girl. He talked about, what was the third things? Honesty, loyalty, and what was the last one?
Respect.
Respect. Okay, cool. Like, how would you build like a girl that you would want to get married to?
Oh man. Well, again, like similar interests.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have to be, I like physical. I'd have to be attracted to you physically.
Oh yeah.
I'd like to like having sex with you, because if I don't, that's not never going to work. But I think that stuff happens if the other stuff happens. You know, like if I like hanging out with you and like we just golfed nine holes or whatever, like that, like quote unquote, turns me on. Like,
okay,
cool. You were down, you hung, you were there with me hanging. Let's go back and have sex. I don't mean that like in that order every day. I just mean, those are the kind of things that, like, especially as I get older, I it's a little less about the physical and it's more like, are you cool?
Yeah.
You know, are you cool? Are you, do we jive? Do we have similar interests? You know, are there things to talk about? Are we sitting there on our phones ignoring each other? Sure. I mean, everyone does that to an extent, but we need to chat and we need to like
have fun. And
yeah. Have fun. Do shit. Go to a brewery. You know, like I said, maybe
you brewery guy.
Yeah.
I like brewery. Beer.
Yeah.
I'm a beer guy. I'm from Oregon.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, we can tell.
I go up there all the time.
Dang.
Not just playing.
No, for real. I gotta lose this weight, man. I was at the. I took an MMA class, bro. That killed me. I'm gonna go to every, like, three days a week. You know
what part of Oregon?
I kind of moved around, like, Portland, McMinnville.
Uh-huh.
Like,
Portland's fun.
Corvallis, went to the Oregon State.
Yeah.
We'll see if Portland is fun.
See if we can get Kendra down here.
No way, that'd be crazy. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
That would
maybe
be crazy.
Maybe, I'll reach out to her.
Hey, crazy, dude. Yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be fun.
That'd be sick, yeah.
That would be crazy.
She's cool. She's bubbly. She's nice. She's
I've heard good things.
Yeah.
What's her name? Kendra what?
Kendra Sunderland. Library girl.
Yeah.
You remember that video she posted?
Blonde.
No, it was Kendra posted, and that's what made her famous.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know who she is. I don't know that many. I know a decent amount, but I don't know.
Yeah, posted a video of her like masturbating in a library at Oregon State.
What the
fuck? And that's how she just like blew up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, the joke was the Oregon State Beavers, so she's like, she's playing with her beaver.
I never heard that.
That's
actually clever, but that's
fine. That's what I heard.
Dude, it was just, keep in mind how long ago this was. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but like internet moves fast. It was probably, 8 years ago, right?
2014, 2015.
Yeah. So like back then, it's like a girl like, you know, diddling herself in a college library, like where she could get caught. Like it was just kind of crazy. It's like, whoa. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Did she get kicked out of Oregon State for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They kicked her out.
Took her career to a whole nother level, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That is the best thing that ever happened to her.
She's getting contracts, you know what I'm saying?
It's like Zuckerberg, man, starting Facebook.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, it worked out for her.
Yeah, no, she's chilling.
Super popular.
Yeah, get her
She went to Shasta. We have this thing called Shasta in college where like everyone rents like a boat, like houseboats, and like you get like 14 people per boat and just crash there for like 4 days. It's like the funnest thing of the year. And she like came through and like everyone was like, "Oh, library girl, let me get a photo with you."
Library girl.
Like they don't even know her name. Library girl. Like that's really
well.
Like,
that's crazy. How it went. Like, they didn't. No one really knew her name. It was like library. Okay. She was known as library.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was like that first single. You know what I'm saying? It just blew up the charts.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, what other music does she got?
She went platinum.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up your tips are good. I mean, they make sense. And honestly, like listen to the girl, like if she's moaning, like, do you have any other, like, any other tidbits as far as like, you know, performance, tips for men?
He's actually,
I'm a student, you know,
student of the game. No, I think the biggest thing is pay attention to her, you know, he just,
I wanted some American Pie advice.
You gotta ride the wave, man. It's like a wave.
Yeah,
man.
Pay attention.
Man, I'm not
to
asking
her.
You, bro.
My bad.
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Pay attention to her. See what she likes. Maybe ask. Even ask her. You know.
Okay.
I think this is where too. Like a lot of dudes, they are one track mind. And they just have to put the cock in the pussy. You know.
Mm.
But I think there's like girls love foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So like, you make out with her. You kiss her neck, you do this, you do that, you put your hand up her shirt, you, like all that shit, whereas like first base or like second base, like that works. You know what I mean? And then by the time you get down there, like they're wet. And they love that. That's the shit they love. You know,
we forget.
Agreed.
Yeah. Men, because again, it's like, because what happens is, especially if you're a single dude, you're trying to get laid, like maybe at the bar, the gym, or any really chance you get, right? Work, whatever. But it's like, it's not happening every day. So you're like, you may go in a drought where you don't get laid for a month or 2 months or fuck, maybe longer than that for some people. Mm-hmm. So then when you get there,
yeah,
it's like you've never been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You try not to fumble it or like.
Yeah. And that happens a lot because I would say a lot of dudes are bad at getting laid.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, I think it happens also even if you're in a relationship, like you're just not, like you're just trying to think of like, what's the easiest way to get myself off?
Right. Right.
You know,
yeah.
And you're not getting struck down by lightning when you don't do it because the girl's usually like, okay, like whatever.
Right.
You know, but in the back of her head, she might be like, yeah, this nigga's kind of getting boring.
Yeah. And she wants sex too.
Yeah.
For the most part.
But she can't be like, yeah. Yeah.
Most girls aren't going to like initiate it.
Yeah.
You know, some will, whatever. But, and that could mean the most subtle little thing, you know, mm-hmm. You wake up in the morning and she like rolls over. Doesn't have to press her ass against you, just rolls over. And mm-hmm. That's like her cue, but you don't get the cue, mm-hmm. You know, or whatever. Or maybe you do and that's not what she wanted, then you fucked up.
You know what's funny? It's like I think back of like when I just didn't know anything about women, and like as I get more, you know, knowledgeable and like just learn about women, I'm just like, dang, I fumbled that. She wanted it here. She liked me.
Yeah, there's tons. Even the niggas that get the most pussy, they just fumble the bag. Like, yeah. It is what it is. That's how the game goes.
I used to, you know, like before porn, I got laid all the time.
Yeah.
Like college, all the time. And I always say,
hey, you're a handsome guy.
Well, I can talk. Yeah. Mm. So I'm not bragging even by saying that. I'm just saying I have experience. But I always say, if I would have fucked the girls, all the girls that I didn't, that I could have, oh my God, I would have fucked so many girls. Because I already fucked a lot of girls. Like, damn, all those ones that I either fucked up or I got fucking drunk with my buddies. Because I didn't give a shit, which is part of the reason why they liked me.
I have some homies that from in Oregon that remind me of you, where like, there's some about your type.
Yeah.
Where like, the less they talk, the more just girls melt.
Yeah.
Like they can't help. Like, but as soon as he started running his mouth, it kind of just started.
Well, that's where you have to like back it up.
Yeah. Yeah. They just would stand there with their beer and like, they just needed to, and they knew they just needed to stop talking and they would stop talking and it would just work for them.
Yeah. I wear this fleece every day. I got my broken sandals on and they love that shit. I don't do it because of that. I do it because I'm cheap and don't have time to get new sandals. But they're like, oh my God, like, that's so mysterious to them.
He's not trying.
People walk out of the house like that.
So mysterious.
Like he doesn't care. Me too sometimes.
I like put my sandals on. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Like he's not trying too hard.
No, he's not trying at all. You know, and then once
he's unpredictable.
Exactly. And then once we start talking, I have it.
Okay.
You know.
I like it.
The cat is in the bag after that.
You know what I'm saying? Cool. You guys got any other questions? You got anything?
I got a lot, man, but it's already too long.
We can bring him back too.
Yeah, we can. If you got time, we definitely bring him back. It'd be dope. Yeah,
we gotta have him on with another show here. Maybe.
Yeah,
Kendra, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
and that'd be crazy.
He knows everybody in the industry, man. He knows everybody.
That'd be cool.
Man, if you guys have time, that'd be sick. Yeah. Pull up. Yeah. Let's have some fun.
That'd be sick.
That would be cool.
You can wrap it up.
All right, cool. Thank you guys once again for pulling up. We love you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, show some love, man. Peace.